The horses knew. They shied and stumbled as the Syrian smuggler named Mahmoud led them out of the battered trailer. Four brown geldings, wide-eyed and frightened, resigned to trouble ahead. Karim Bata wasn't sure how, but they knew. The tallest of the four, a handsome youngster with a white blaze on the left side of his head, was more skittish than the others. As his hooves touched the crumbly Anatolian soil, he swished his tail, pushed up the ramp. But Mahmoud jerked his reins and muttered at him. After a moment, he quit the protest. The beasts feared the men around them even more than the trip they were about to take. They were gentle animals. Bata didn't like using them this way, but he had no choice. They were the best way over the border into Syria, the only realistic way to avoid the Islamic State's jihadis. Those modern-day trolls watched the roads from every angle, with checkpoints and rolling patrols and even drones. They needed no excuse but their black flags to snatch unlucky travelers. Bata circled the geldings, examining them like a trainer at a yearling auction. He was hardly an expert. He'd grown up in a two-bedroom apartment in Detroit. But he'd ridden enough in the last 5 years to spot trouble. These four looked strong. They breathed easily despite the early afternoon heat. Their backs were straight, their eyes bright. Not like other nags smugglers had forced it on him. Bata had learned to check the hard way after a mount dropped under him on a rocky trail in the anti-Lebanon range, 200 miles and a dozen front lines southwest. He had left the four-legged corpse behind and staggered out of Syria on a broken foot. "Think I bring losers?" Mahmoud said in English. "When my brother and I go too?" He was a skinny 20-something who wore black jeans and motorcycle boots. His brother, Ajmad, was even skinnier and even younger, with a wispy mustache and smooth cheeks. They had taken Bata to Syria twice before, first to meet a Kurdish commander, an easy run, then a riskier mission to scout a warehouse where hostages were supposedly being held. The warehouse had turned out to be an ammunition depot, but the brothers brought Bata back to Turkey, with his head attached. A win. A tie, anyway. Bata still didn't entirely trust Mahmoud, but Bata didn't entirely trust anyone over here except his brothers-in-arms from the Central Intelligence Agency's Special Operations Group, or SOG. Even the Turkish Intelligence Service played both sides. The Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, the Free Syrian Army, the Martyrs of Syria Brigades, the Soldiers of Islam, the People's Protection Unit, and 100 others. In Syria and Kurdistan, outsiders couldn't tell the players with the program. Sometimes, even the combatants were confused. Bata had seen a firefight sputter out after the commanders realized that their bosses had agreed to a ceasefire the week before. A cosmic joke, even if the guy who'd been shot in the head wasn't laughing.